Yeah, sure thing.
Hey, you sold that car yet?
Yeah, sold it to Carvana.
Oh, I thought you were selling to that guy.
The guy who wanted to pay me in foreign currency, no interest over 36 months? Yeah, no. Carvana gave me an offer in minutes, picked it up, and paid me on the spot. It was so convenient.
Just like that?
Yeah.
No hassle?
None.
That is super convenient.
Sell your car to Carvana and swap hassle for convenience. Pickup fees may apply.
Well, while man cards are being taken away, Kobe Turner, defensive tackle for the Los Angeles Rams, took a few from the Minnesota Vikings offensive lineman yesterday. A couple of sacks, a couple of tackles for loss. On top of that, they had, what, 9 sacks last night as the Vikings fall 27-9 to the Rams. The Rams completely dominated the line of scrimmage.
Yes.
But further, the last 2 weeks, teams have figured out how to get after Minnesota, and Sam Darnold has looked like the Sam Darnold of the past and not the one that we've seen for most of the entirety of the 2024 season.
I know. I don't think I've ever seen somebody lose money in real time the way I saw Sam Darnold the last 2 weeks. And you and I, listen, I thought last week was kind of an aberration. Like, you and I were on here yesterday asking, you know, how much money is Sam Darnold going to make? You know, if he makes it to the open market, this, that, and the other. And everything that happened last night, I'm like, dude, he's definitely not going back to Minnesota. Like, that ship has sailed. And then you're, you know, kind of looking around the league, and I'm going, I don't know who else wants him. There is, people don't understand, and we talked about this yesterday, there's a middle tier of quarterback in the NFL right now, which is awesome, I think, for those guys to kind of get those opportunities to see, like, and I mean, Geno Smith, Derek Carr, Baker Mayfield, like, there's these, Sam Darnold, it fits in that category. I don't know where he fits anymore after watching the last 2 weeks.
There was a throw, and I think it was to Jalen Naylor, and it was in the third quarter, I believe. And he drops back, and there was a little bit of pressure, and he throws the ball across the middle. And there's one of two things happened. It was a panic throw, or he thought, and I went back when one of the replays I watched, it almost looked like he thought Naylor was going to gear it down and kind of find a soft spot there in the defense. But it's so far behind him, and I was like, oh, like, he's seeing stuff that's not there.
Yeah, seeing ghosts sounds like such a thing, you know, just like people say on Twitter. Now, I really think that, like, once the pressure got to him, and they were obviously trying to utilize play action and other things, I don't think the Rams defensive line was worried one bit about the running game for Minnesota. Like, it was just like, hey, we're passers. I don't care if you play action. I don't care what you're doing. We're going to rush the passer. We're going to get in the backfield. I saw the stat. 5 playoff games in the NFL have had 9 sacks. There's only been one win. That was Joe Burrow. I think it was against the Titans, if I'm not mistaken. So you're not going to win most of those matchups when you're able to do that.
I think if I think about the same stat, and sorry, I had a sneezing attack, so I had to sprint to the ladies' room and come back. Yeah. But I think the last time something like that happened, it was a Vikings quarterback, too, if I heard that correctly this morning. But, yeah, 9 sacks is wholly impressive for the Rams defense.
So. Yeah, and I heard some people saying, see, we had Jared Verse. That would have been us. And look, Jared Verse is turning into a good player. I can tell you that that interior – of that defensive line for the Rams is producing havoc. It's amazing to me that they could have a generational player in Aaron Donald, which was one of the best players we've seen that I've ever watched in person on defensively in the NFL. And his final year, they draft Kobe Turner, and he and now he's in his second year, and he's wreaking havoc in a different way,
yeah,
but all the same.
Well, I got one word for you, development. And I say it all the time, and it's like, man, this GM missed on 12 draft picks. And I'm going, or does the development suck on 12 draft picks? The odds are you're not going to miss on 12 players. You know what I mean? So if you're not putting them in the right situation, it's not going to be good. So it's – yeah, they do a good job, though. The Jared Verse thing, so you don't have Michael Penix? I mean, is that the move?
Yeah, I know.
I don't know.
Well, and to your point about development, I think that's why Jay Rodgers was let go.
Yeah, that's probably a good reason, too. This always ends up happening with the Rams, too. No matter how their season starts, they always find themselves in the postseason.